Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Good to be here, Emma, and good to be back on the show.
Yes, today we have some exciting news about a company that's really making waves in the aerospace sector.
Oh, really? Which company are we talking about?
It's Castle Precision Engineering, based in Glasgow. They are a key player in the aerospace and defence sectors.
I see. What makes them stand out in such a competitive field?
Well, they've been using VERICUT CNC simulation software for over a decade now. It's been a game changer for them.
VERICUT, I've heard of that. It's used for simulating CNC processes, right?
Exactly. And now they've taken it a step further by embracing the force module of the software.
That sounds promising. What does the force module do differently?
It allows them to optimize their processes while ensuring they are safe. It's like having a safety net, but also a performance booster.
Oh, I see. So it's not just about avoiding mistakes, but also about improving efficiency.
Right, Roy Ewell, their manufacturing engineering manager, explains that they use it to analyze tool paths and adjust feed rates to reduce tool wear and improve stability.
Wow, that is really cool. So they're able to identify and fix issues before they even reach the machine.
Exactly. They use a digital twin of their machines to simulate and test changes in a virtual environment first.
That must save a lot of time and money. How much are we talking about?
Well, Roy mentions that any reduction in carbide cutting tool spend directly impacts their bottom line.
So if they can reduce their carbide costs by 20%, that's 20% they keep, right?
Exactly, and that's hard money, not just potential savings.
I get it, so it's not just about making the process faster, but also more cost-effective.
Right, and Castle has been an early adopter of this kind of technology. They have a lot of advanced machines from companies like DMG Mori and Makino.
That's impressive. Their shop floor sounds like a clean room rather than a workshop.
Yes, they take pride in their housekeeping and organization. It's part of what makes them a class-leading aerospace supplier.
And their focus on precision is critical, especially with the rotating parts they manufacture for aero engines.
Absolutely. These are parts where failure could have catastrophic consequences.
Wow, that is so important. It shows why they need such high levels of precision and reliability.
Exactly, and they have three subdivisions focused on different aspects of their business.
What are those subdivisions?
Rotatives, prismatics, and toolroom. Each one caters to specific manufacturing needs.
Right, and they use these subdivisions to serve a diverse customer base.
Yes, while they work with several industries, 90% of their annual turnover of around £20 million comes from aerospace and defence.
That's a significant portion. It shows how crucial these sectors are to their business.
Indeed, and their commitment to quality and safety is evident in their workflow.
I wonder how they handle the challenges of high-value materials like titanium and nickel-based superalloys.
They use advanced machining techniques, and the force module helps them optimize their toolpaths for those materials.
That must be a big challenge, but with the right tools they can manage it.
And Roy Ewell emphasizes that trust in their tools is essential for manufacturing such critical components.
It's clear that their use of technology is a big part of their success.
Yes, and they're always looking for smarter, faster, and more efficient ways to stay competitive.
That's what the aerospace industry is all about, isn't it?
Exactly, and with companies like Castle leading the way, the Northwest is in good hands.
I have to say, this is a great example of how innovation and technology can drive success in the aerospace sector.
Agreed, and it's companies like Castle that are helping the Northwest maintain its reputation as a hub for aerospace excellence.
Thanks for that, Emma. That was really informative.
You're welcome, Daniel, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in.
Don't forget to visit the CG Tech website at www.cgtech.co.uk for more information on their software.
And catch us next time for more news from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.
Until then, stay safe and keep flying high.
Goodbye, everyone.